Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are tuned into Radio Islam International Medium Wave 1548 here in Johannesburg. And we welcome on the line Sanhaz Mulana Bilal. Mulana Bilal, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to yourself, Mulana, and your wonderful listeners. We make dua that everyone is well.
Alhamdulillah, Mulana. Now, how are you this evening?
Alhamdulillah, cannot complain.
Okay, Mulana, getting straight into it, WhatsApp line seems a bit flooded this evening. Assalamu alaikum, is Oreo cookies dipped in chocolate halal?
New product on the market, it's coming from Egypt. We are busy querying the product. We are speaking to Mondelez in Egypt. There are some ingredients that we need further disclosure on, and once that is resolved, inshallah, we will be able to advise further.
Okay, Jazakallah for that. Another one now on WhatsApp, Dr. Utka Ital Pizza Margarita flavor.
Dr. Utka pizzas are not halal. Stay away from them.
Okay, listeners can call us on 011-854-1548 and also WhatsApp us on 072-786-1548 where Mulana Bilal from the Sanha offices is answering all your halal-related queries. Mulana, another one coming through. The sea harvest hake medallions, is that permissible to eat?
The plain hake medallion, yes, that would be halal suitable. The processed or coated products, those we don't give any assurance for.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Another one coming through on WhatsApp is Halls flavored fruit drink blend concentrate halal.
Yes, the product is halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Mulana. Another one coming through. I think this has been making the rounds on social media. Maybe just a clarification on the is Flora spread light halal?
Yes, that product is halal. What has happened is this is an old message that has been circulated again. But consumers can just ignore it. The Flora Light and Flora Margarine products, which are manufactured in South Africa, they are halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through. Is Wellington Sweet Chili Sauce halal?
Yes, that product is certified halal by Sanha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one coming through on Twitter, yeah? Nando's Peri Peri Sauces.
That's halal suitable.
Okay, and another one. Salams, Woolworths Croissants and other baked products.
In the Woolworths bakery section, it just depends where the Woolworths is situated and who their supplier at that time is. You may find that there are products which bear this in a halal logo on them. But besides the pre-packed plain rolls and breads, if the bakery product does not have the Sanha logo on it, we would advise caution and that you rather stay away from it.
Which is for that one. Another one, sun-baked burger buns.
Those are halal suitable.
Okay, another one coming through. Salams, Maaf, is Mentos chewing gum halal?
Mentos chewing gums, some of the variants do contain bovine gelatin. At the moment, we are busy talking to the company to collate a list of exactly which ones those are. But we cannot give you any assurance for any one of the variants at the moment.
We move over to our telephone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Caller, what's your query?
Bakery product from South Africa halal?
Maaf, I didn't get the name of the product.
Cadbury's chocolate.
Cadbury's, yes. Cadbury chocolate products which are made in South Africa are halal suitable. There are three new variants, however. It's called the special edition products. There's the Whispers, the Cadbury Whispers, the Snowball one, new one. And there's two new chocolate bars, which are also limited edition. Those are under query at the moment.
Okay, JazakAllah.
I mean, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is Monster Energy caffeine drinks halal?
Monster Energy drinks, unfortunately, we haven't had any luck with this company with getting in any disclosure or information from them. We can't give any assurance.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp. Are Krispy Kreme's donuts halal?
Krispy Kreme's donuts are not certified by Sanha, from our side, unfortunately, we can't give any assurance.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the telephone lines. Caller, assalamu alaikum. You're live on air. What's your query?
Is Mentos Sours halal?
Mentos Sour Sweets contain carmine and insect derivatives, and therefore they are not halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Salams, is Accutane capsules halal?
This is used for a medical condition where we would suggest that the consumer speak to a Muslim doctor and get advice from a Muslim doctor. The product does contain gelatin, but there would be a concession to use it for a medical condition if there is no alternative.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now, listeners can call us in on 011-854-1548 this evening, or just send us a WhatsApp message on 072-786-1548, where Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices is answering all your halal-related queries. Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp is Tuck Original Biscuits Halal.
The Tuck, yes. There are three variants currently marketed in South Africa. They're made in the Ukraine. Those three variants are halal suitable.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through is Jelly Tots Popping Candy Chocolate Slabs made by Beacon Halal.
That product also contains carmine, insect-derived color, and they are not halal.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through, a medical-related question, is Sinicon Tablets Halal?
They do contain bovine gelatin. We would suggest that you stay away from them.
Okay, another one coming through, Actibev Aloe Vera Drink.
Let me come back to that one, but I'm pretty sure I think the product is 35%. I will come back to it.
Okay. Another one coming through, Soleo Pretzels.
Soleo Pretzels, besides the coated ones, plain ones are halal suitable. The coated ones we haven't been able to get information on.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through, Parmalat Vanilla Custard Flavor.
Yes, there is halal suitable.
Okay. And another one coming through, All Gold Smooth Apricot Jam.
Also halal suitable.
Okay, just love that. Now, listeners can send us all their halal related queries to our WhatsApp line, which is 072-786-1548, where Mulana Bilal from the Sinha offices is answering all your halal related queries. Another one coming through on WhatsApp is Tinkies Halal.
Tinkies contain bovine gelatin. I know we do receive a lot of queries about this, that it doesn't say so in the ingredients, but the stabilizer in the product is gelatin, and therefore it's not approved by Sinha.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Mulana, another one coming through, Pringles Tortilla Corn Chips.
Yes, they are made in Malaysia and are halal suitable.
Okay, Mulana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Salams, is Nutriday Low-Fat Yogurt Halal?
The low-fat plain yogurt is not halal suitable, but the low-fat plain, the low-fat flavored variants are halal suitable. The ones with the mixed fruit in are not approved, they also have gelatin.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. From the same listener, Sea Harvest Crumb Fish Nuggets Halal.
All the crumb fish products in the Sea Harvest range, we cannot give you any assurance for.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now back to the telephone lines. Call Assalamu Alaikum, you're live on air.
Assalamu Alaikum.
Walaikum Assalam. What's your halal query?
Is sugars halal?
Sugars also contain gelatin. We would advise caution and that you'd rather stay away from it.
JazakAllah for that. Mulana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is Tim Tam Biscuits made in Indonesia halal? Indonesia.
Yes, the product made in Indonesia is halal suitable. The ones which are made in Australia and in New Zealand, those some of the variants are not halal. They contain carmine, and the others we can't give any assurance for.
Okay, another one coming through. They want to know about the Nutriday medium fat yogurt.
Yes, that is halal suitable. That's the flavored variant.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Mulana. Are the following iced teas halal? Nestle, Nesty, Fuse, and Lipton.
Yes, all three brands are halal suitable.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp. The following biscuits, Nature's Farms, and Cape Cookies without the Sinha logo.
Cape Cookies are certified by Sinha. And what was the other query? Nature's Farm.
Okay, Nature's Farm.
That we don't have any information on.
Okay, Salams, is Manhattan strawberry flavored chews halal?
Manhattan chews contain bovine gelatin and therefore they're not approved by Sinha.
Okay, another one, Amazon Monster Candy.
Amazon Monster Candy is certified by Sinha.
Okay, and another one is Pingo suitable to eat?
Also certified by Sinha.
Okay, is Parmalat yogurt halal?
Omelette yogurts, bovine gelatin, in the ingredients, not approved.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Now back to the telephone lines. Caller, Assalamu Alaikum, you're live on air.
Assalamu Alaikum.
Walaikum Assalam, what's your halal query?
I just wanted to ask if Flora Margarine is a halal, the extra light one.
Yes, it is halal. Please ignore any information to the contrary.
JazakAllah.
JazakAllah for that.
the earlier query on Activev, the aloe vera product. The latest product is Meta, a Sana certified company. It is halal.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Malana. Malana, another one wants to know about, is Flings halal?
Flings is also halal, suitable, yeah.
Okay, and I think you answered this, our first question. Is the Oreo chocolate halal? Maybe just again quickly.
Yeah, there's a couple of variants of Oreo chocolates. There's one that's made in Germany, which we haven't been able to get information on. Then you've got the products which are made in Egypt, which are under query at the moment.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. We're now back to the telephone lines. Caller, Assalamu Alaikum. You're live on air.
Assalamu Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Assalam.
Is Nikki chocolate halal?
Malka.
Nikki. Nikki chocolate.
Nikki is halal suitable, yes.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. The Pick and Pay Kids Yogurt had a Sunnah sign previously, but they don't have a sign now.
Yes, unfortunately, in the Johannesburg region, their supplier has changed, so you won't see the Sunnah Halal logo on those products anymore. But in the Cape region, you will still find the Sunnah certified product.
Okay, from the same listener, is Pick and Pay Double Cream Yogurt halal?
So again, we can only give an assurance if it does have the Sunnah Halal logo on it. If it doesn't have our logo, it means that it's coming from a supplier that is not certified by us. Unfortunately, we don't know who the supplier is as well.
Okay, another one coming through. Okay, we quickly to the telephone lines, Banana. Caller, Assalamu Alaikum, you're live on air.
Alaikum Assalam.
What's your halal query?
What magnesium can we consume?
Magnesium?
Yes.
Okay, so you can have the Better Way or the VitaForce product. These tablet products are certified by Sana.
Okay, and what yogurts can we eat?
With regards to yogurts, there's about 20 companies that I can think of that are certified by Sana, but the most popular of those that you could find in the majority of the country would be the Lancet ones, the Honeydew products, as well as the products that would be halal suitable would be the Nutriday. Certain variants, not the Nutriday low fat plain, not the Nutriday mixed fruit variants, and the Nutriday snacks variants. And then the clover yogurts would be halal suitable, as well as one of the other major brands where most of the products, as I mentioned, Lancet Puff. So those are the major ones. But again, if you want a detailed list, please send us an email and we can give you the entire list.
Okay,
JazakAllah for that. Do we have another caller? Caller, Assalamu Alaikum, you're live on air.
Alaikum Salaam.
Appa, what's your query?
I just would like to know the rainbow chicken and goldie chicken plants, are all of them halal?
Yes, the abattoirs themselves are certified or approved by
Sana. Are on air?
Mask? Okay, alright. The abattoirs themselves are certified or approved by Sana. It's only the rainbow processed product which Sana does not approve of. Alright, so that's like the rainbow polonies and Viennas and so forth.
Okay, JazakAllah for that, Molana. Back to the WhatsApp line, Molana. Salams, are all the Hug in a Mug flavors halal?
These products, we can't give any assurance any longer for them. The company doesn't want to cooperate any longer with us by continuing to submit information to us. So although in the past we had advised that they were halal suitable, at the moment we don't know if the information we have is still up to date.
Okay, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Malana. Melrose spread, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal suitable.
Okay, and another one, First Choice vanilla flavored custard.
Also halal suitable.
Okay, Malana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Maynard's Jersey's gums halal.
These gums contain bovine gelatin. They are not approved by Sana.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malana, lunch bar ice cream, is that halal?
Yes, that product is made at a Sana approved facility. It is halal.
Okay, and I think we have a caller. No. Malana, another one coming through on WhatsApp, Manhattan iced tea, is that halal?
Yes, that is halal. So tomorrow also.
Okay, and then quite a lengthy one here. Which cheese slices are halal?
Basically, there are four major brands in the market. There is the Palmolive ones, which are all halal suitable. Then you have First Choice, also halal suitable. The Melrose, also halal suitable. And Clover, only if they are made in South Africa.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Manana, back to the WhatsApp line again. Good morning, breakfast biscuits by Baker's.
That is also halal sotu.
And Cadbury White Whispers.
That's the new special edition product which we are querying at the moment.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Just a note came in. Is Goldie Chicken halal?
Yes, it is approved by Sana.
Okay. Sticking with the WhatsApp line, which marshmallows are halal?
At the moment, there are only two suppliers that are certified by Sana. One is Candyland, which is a product of Pakistan. It's available from Marhaba Trading in Crown Mines. And there is the Kaylee's product.
Okay, and which Woolworths yogurts are approved?
In the Woolworths range, they've got the low-fat, smooth, flavored variants. All those variants contain bovine gelatin and are not approved. And then they've got the kiddies yogurts called Yogi Chews.
Mm.
Those are also not approved. But besides those, the remaining variants will be halal suitable.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another medical-related question. Dr. Mom Herbal Cough Syrup.
Okay, I haven't come across this product, but we can investigate it further on behalf of the consumer. If they can please forward the details to our helpline.
Okay. Back to the telephone line. Caller, assalamu alaikum. You're live on air.
Walaikum salam.
What's your halal query?
Okay, I just wanted to know, does Sana certify any restaurant that's not Muslim owned?
Sana does certify, in South Africa, most of the businesses are owned or run by non-Muslims, from the abattoirs to restaurants. And where there is a request from the community where Sana deems that there is a need for such certification, Sana would then issue certification to non-Muslim owners, but the controls would be much more strict. And there would have to be full-time Muslim supervision on-site always. And the inspections also would be much more frequent.
Okay. JazakAllah for informing me.
JazakAllah for that. Another call, Imana. Call us now. Alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What's your law query?
I want to know the company London Bakers. They have a variety of biscuits and rusks and everything manufactured in Dubai, UAE. Is it halal?
Please forward this query to our helpline, and then we can investigate further. At the moment, we don't have any information on that.
We did call your office, and we didn't get a reply.
You phoned the office, and what was the reply?
A month ago, and it's very big in all the stores, all the, you know, local stores over here.
If you could please provide us with the details of the local distributor so that we can contact them directly, and then, inshallah, we can do the investigation on your behalf.
Okay, JazakAllah. Assalamualaikum.
Walaikum salam. JazakAllah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is Nutella and Nugatelli cookies by Meba halal?
Nutella is halal suitable. The Meba products, unfortunately, they're not willing to cooperate with us.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Malana, back to the WhatsApp line. Is Nerds halal?
Nerds contain carmine and they are not halal.
Okay, another one coming through. Is Supreme Chicken halal?
Yes, that the plant is approved by Sana.
Okay, and here's another one on WhatsApp. Are the Afia products from Turkey halal suitable?
Regrettably, to date, we have queried these cosmetic products, but no response from them at all.
Okay, Milan, another one on WhatsApp. I would like to know if the pot of gold jams like the fig and strawberry jam, etc. are halal.
Okay, again, yeah, this is a brand which belongs to the ShopRite Checkers Group. Again, the chain suppliers, the supplier might be a South African supplier or it might be an international supplier. We will have to investigate the product further before advising.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one on WhatsApp. Are all Lindt chocolates halal suitable?
No, not all of them are halal suitable. Certain variants actually contain liquor and are haram. So please check the ingredient disclosure on the packaging very carefully.
Okay, JazakAllah for that. Another one is Nosh chocolates halal.
Yes, Nosh is halal suitable.
Okay. Manana, just before we end the program off, just on this whole social media thing, and we saw it with the Flora Vate going around, maybe just some words of advice for the listeners out there.
Yeah, I think the golden rule is verify before you amplify. And, to distribute or disseminate information without verification, we know in terms of the Quran, the Quran's ruling, that it's a great sin. You know, and it's something that the person will be regretful about. So again, if you see one of these messages, you know, there's no reference for it, you don't know where it's coming from, pick up the phone and give us a call. Alhamdulillah, many people do so. They phone our halal helpline, they send us emails. You can also, to verify any of this information, you can check our Twitter accounts or our social media accounts. On there we usually clarify when this type of messages starts going around. Also, with regards to halal consumption, you know, without halal, without eating halal, if the person is eating haram, then where is the strength and where is the spiritual energy to do anything that is good? So, in your spiritual journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, definitely halal is one of the first steps.
Okay, Jazakallah for that so much, Mulana, and Jazakallah for joining us again. Now, listeners whose queries were not answered can email helpline@sana.org.za for further clarity on these halal-related queries, and also can also contact the various offices of Sana. Mulana, Jazakallah for joining us this evening, and we hope to speak to you soon again, inshallah.
Inshallah, Jazakallah khairan again for hosting us, giving us the opportunity, and we make dua that Allah Ta'ala takes your organization as well as ours from strength to strength. Just a last note, in 2 weeks' time, inshallah, or is it 3 weeks, we will be having our annual AGM, annual general meeting. This will be set on Saturday, the 11th of November. We invite the entire Muslim Ummah to please come and join us. This will be at the Nurul Islam Auditorium in Indonesia. This is south of Johannesburg. And alhamdulillah, Hazrat Maulana Sulaiman Choksi Sahab will be gracing us with his presence. At AGM, one of the main features is, you know, where Sana transparently, where Sana issues audited financial statements to all the people who come to the AGM, and then after that, the people who are not able to attend, we upload these financial statements onto our website. So the accusation, or, you know, that comes from many people, detractors, that Sana is simply a money-making operation. You know, it's not like that. We would like you to also come. We can present our financials to you. Any questions that you have, any clarification that you have, here is an opportunity where Sana once a year interacts with the entire Muslim Ummah to show that we are accountable to you.
Jazakallah for that, and we hope that everything does go well, inshallah. From myself, Muhammad Amin, and the team here at Radio Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.